Chapter 27. Michael thrust lunch bags into his boy's hands and hurried them out as the school bus tooted by. Kelsey rushed out in the opposite direction, blowing Michael a kiss as she dashed for work. He and Kelsey had decided he should only be in the office 3.5 days a week while the kids were still at school, to make sure someone was at home when they got in each day. He also did all the cleaning and laundry, meaning they could keep the household running without needing paid help. Michael poured himself another coffee as the laundry churned. Ever since Olive's 18th birthday, his compulsive mail checking had returned. Kelsey had been so tired from work the past few nights that she hadn't noticed him sneaking out at the crack of dawn to check. He wondered how long he could get away with it before it triggered another colossal row. Clapping his hands, he pushed that to the back of his mind and headed to the basement for his favorite part of the week. He took an old jam jar that was sitting atop his toolbox and rooted through the decoy bundle of electrical wires until he found a key. He pulled out a folding photo frame and set it on the desk. Smiling at the portraits of his father and grandfather, he set about his work. Unlocking the desk drawers, he laid out a mound of paperwork. "Where did we get to?" he muttered. It had taken years to amass these resources, and curtailing his research to one modest day a week took all of his willpower. That, and a generous helping of medication designed to curb his obsessive qualities. If by curb the doctor meant learn to hide better, then Michael considered the medication a resounding success. He spread out the materials and flexed his fingers, feeling the familiar rush of excitement. He knew he was onto something, but he had to work fast. Any day now, the ministry could silence him for good. The paperwork was a rich portfolio of evidence. Cuttings from old newspaper obituaries, fragments of old ministry handbooks, funeral notes, and handwritten notes from the handful of interviews he'd conducted in secret. The one thing they all had in common? Deaths. Undocumented deaths. Michael still had so many questions to answer. How did all these people die? Why did they rebel against the system? Why is there no public record of their passing? Whatever the outcome, he was going to blow this whole thing wide open. Michael consulted his watch. The next interview was due to start in a few minutes' time. He was to call a contact he'd been pursuing for weeks, a man whose wife had vanished after her death letter, only to reappear 6 days later, begging him to hide her. Michael had found an old newspaper cutting which referenced the woman's death and noted that the date differed to that of another report, which had prompted him to dig deeper. It was a sensitive area, and the widowed man had terminated Michael's first 3 calls. None of this was helped by the fact that the woman died 30 years ago, and the widower's hearing was failing. But, finally, he seemed open to talking. Michael had requested a face-to-face meet, but the elderly man remained skittish, so Michael settled for a phone call for now. As he reached for the receiver, ready to dial the man, the phone rang. Michael froze, blinking. He wasn't expecting an inbound call. Maybe the man had misunderstood.
"Mr. Carter?" said Michael.
It's your sister," said Sophia, panting.
"Is everything okay? You sound a bit off."
"Michael, the most amazing thing has happened. We're having a baby," she cried.
Michael cheered with joy, and for a minute, the pair tumbled over each other with excitement, questions, and exclamations.
Whoa. Slow down. You're telling me Nina doesn't know?" said Michael.
"She left for work before I checked the mail, and now she's in surgery all day. It's going to be the most wonderful surprise when she gets home tonight. I can't believe it. This is a dream come true. But I need your help. I've got to get the house ready for our baby. Work's given me the day off to prepare, and it's your day off too, right?"
Michael stared at his desk of investigative materials and the photos of the dead father figures in his life.
Not exactly my day off, but of course, I'll be right over," he sighed.